community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now I'm joined again on the line by General Manager Tori Pollard of Brentwood Care Centre, who is one of our sponsors here on Phoenix FM. So, Tori, very good morning.
Good morning.
And we spoke only a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
We did.
And we were talking about the Day Lodge. So just before we talk about today's subject, which is about the Great British Care Awards, just people who might have missed the interview before, just tell us about the Day Lodge there at the Brentwood Care Centre.
Sure, yeah. So the Day Lodge is an external building which is completely safe. It has its own heating, climate and sanitisation unit. And the purpose of it is so that our people that we care for can continue to be visited by their friends and their families in organised visits all the way through a lockdown period. So it has two separate sides, which are completely kind of air-sealed, if you like, so they're not sharing any air. There is no physical contact. But they can see and hear their families with a special hearing loop and just spend time together. So really important that, you know, whilst we're now going into the second part of a lockdown, yeah, that people will be able to continue to see and support their loved ones, and certainly that the people that we care for can continue to have that support from their families. We are very lucky that RCH have funded the lodge in the garden, and it is a beautiful place. But, you know, people are finding it really, really hard. You know, the staff team here ultimately, you know, biting the bullet, ready to go into that kind of second period of lockdown. But, you know, the fact that we can continue to see families is really important to us.
And also everybody's on Zoom as well. I know you've been doing training there for people so they can get, yeah, and talk to their families, which is, you know, which is absolutely great. Now, we are going to be talking. It must be amazing for you guys there. You've got nominations for the Great British Care Awards for team.
We have. Absolutely amazing. So, yeah, we've got three people that are finalists in the Great British Care Awards, which is, you know, it's a super thing to be recognised for, and certainly for the team members themselves. They've actually introduced a category this year which is around social care COVID heroes, and we're delighted that two of our team members, so our administrator Karen, our receptionist Jennifer, were nominated just for their absolute hard work during the COVID period to keep people in contact, to manage, you know, supplies. They really have worked extremely hard just to make sure that everything continues. But, you know, COVID has really kind of challenged teams in the way that they work. And both Jen and Karen certainly have gone way above and beyond the call of duty just to make sure that, you know, people we care for still have exactly what they need, that people are in contact. They've provided great communications out from Brentwood Care Centre to families too. So, yes, we're really, really lucky and crossing our fingers for them.
Yep.
And then in addition to that, Stephen, one of our senior carers, has been nominated for the Dementia Carer Award, which is around his wonderful care and experiences that he's providing for people living on the dementia unit upstairs.
Yeah.
And then our very own CRM, Summer Turner, has been nominated for Putting People First Award, which is all about just literally going the extra mile, making a difference to people in their daily lives, and really looking at alternative ways to care and support people, but also, you know, with our families as well, really making sure that people feel supported, you know, and come into Brentwood Care Centre feeling knowledgeable and feeling as part of our family and part of our team.
And the thing to say is that people who work in the care sector do it because they love what they do.
Yeah.
So, and most people don't get any recognition in you know, in their daily job. So it's really nice to actually put a smile on their faces to be nominated.
It is. And, you know, you're quite right. There is a lack of recognition, you know, around what care staff do, and certainly around sort of, you know, in social care providers too. So we obviously have our in-house team awards and employee of the month, and you know, I spend a lot of time thinking about how I can recognize every single one of my team. But really important that, you know, ultimately that there is a national recognition of all the marvelous work that everybody does every single day. We all know that, you know, social care is not the most well-paid of jobs. But people do this for passion. They do it because they genuinely, you know, can care. They generally make a difference every single day. And I think, you know, I've been a nurse for 27 years. You know, it's very easy to go to work for the money, but actually, you know, nurses and carers don't do it for that. It's because of the passion that we have. Mm-hmm. It's because of the difference that we can make, and the joy that comes from that is amazing, absolutely amazing.
Now, besides that, Tori, you've also just found out Essex Pride Awards. You're in the top 10.
We have, yeah. So a great surprise, and absolutely delighted and amazing for the team here. So we are a finalist in the Top Team Award as part of the Essex Pride Awards. So, yeah, absolutely ecstatic. Really, really amazing stuff. So we are just rearranging for our new Facebook post to go on. So we actually now have our own Facebook page, so Brentwood Care Centre. We've been so busy with kind of supporting people to do different things. We're trying to arrange our kind of November kind of activity list. We're working on our Remembrance Day, just designs and posters for everything that's going on here. We've got some cooking going on later. We've got a spa week next week, so we're just working out how we're going to logistically provide that, obviously, during the pandemic. And, you know, all of these things happen every single day in nursing and care homes, and it's really important for us that activities continue, that we continue to look after the well-being of our residents. We have an International Men's Day next week. It's a little bit more challenging with COVID, so we're working out our social distancing all the time. But, yeah, there's lots of fun going on. So, and I just get to come and speak about it, which is, you know, it fills my boots, absolutely. Makes every day really special. So lots of activity today, and everybody can see it on the Facebook page.
Excellent. Now, I've just got a message in from Paul. He said, lovely to hear your nurse and her good works.
Oh, thank you so much.
There we go. That just came in. Lovely to talk to you. Give my love to Summer as well.
I
and
will.
We'll be talking to you over the next couple of weeks again with more updates.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
And you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Tori there from the Brentwood Care Centre.